I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Before we get into today's episode, please do hit that subscribe button as it really helps the show grow and brings you more fun fashion chats. Now let's get into it. In the wardrobe today, I'm asking, do you know your bra size, with the incredible Zoe Price-Smith, Chief Design and Product Officer of Boo Avenue. A brand at the forefront of lingerie, swimwear and nightwear, today's episode we explore all you need to know about how to find and feel your best in your style. Leading the way in trend and innovation, we explore everything the business has to offer its customer and help you find the perfect fit. So tell us, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Today, I'm wearing a Free People leather jacket, so it's this season. And I really like it. It's a bit oversized, but I do love it. It's kind of given a little bit of that masculine kind of approach.
It's almost vintage.
It is, yeah, because of the wash that it's got onto it. So it has got a little bit distressing on it. And I just think a little bit oversized. And I've just gone with a classic pair of jeans, button, love the button fly.
Oh, do you?
It gives a little bit again of nostalgia. 501 kind of look, but it isn't actually their frame. So just Zara, then kind of keeping it with the staples underneath, and a nice big Gucci belt.
I'm so happy the Gucci belt is back.
Yeah, even bigger than better.
Yeah,
you've so got it's the big more one. Of a, it is a big one. It's more of a statement. So
I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited that you're here today, and I can't wait to talk about. We've literally dressed out the wardrobe, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But what first drew you to lingerie and swimwear design?
Well, do you know what, actually? I did start in swimwear at my early stages of my career, and we are going to go back a few years. I've been in the industry a long time. But it was my first job out of uni. So I went to live in France for a little while, and I went to design for Roxy Quicksilver.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? That whole surf vibe and everything. Yeah. I was a real surf girl back then. I was 22. I went to live in Biarritz in the south of France, because that's actually where they were based. It was my first job out of uni, so I was super excited. And I got a real flavour for lifestyle. And, you know, as I said, I was a surf girl for about 4 or 5 years, stayed in the surf industry. Then I wanted to expand my knowledge. I think for me, it was like being a sponge, and I wanted to learn as much as possible across different categories. I joined a company called Fat Face. So I went in there as a designer, and I stayed there for 6 years and grew to head of design there. So I was so ambitious, and I really just wanted to learn and lead. And I always had a really strong vision. So after I came back from France, I stayed in this sector, and I went to Fat Face for 6 years. I went in as a designer, and I finished as a head of design, leading the whole design process, and built a team of 10 underneath me. I worked with the two original founders at that time, and I think that is where I really learned about brand DNA, brand purpose, you know, authenticity, understanding your customer. I learned so much there. I then spent 4 years at Crew Clothing. I went a little bit more sophisticated, because I think your handwriting evolves.
Yeah.
You evolve a little bit, you know, mature a little bit. And in that time, I had 2 children.
Oh, wow.
So I've got 2 boys that are now grown up. But, you know, you're still ambitious, and you want to be, and the thing is, if you come out of it for a certain amount of time, fashion really is fast, and it's fast moving, things change, and you know, you've got to keep evolving yourself as you do the product. So if you take your eyes away from it, you've almost got to come back and relearn again. So I did take a little bit of time out, but then after spending so much time in lifestyle, understanding about women's wear, understanding about lifestyle, knitwear, jersey, and also wovens was really key for me. So I did denim. I worked in the denim industry as well. I thought, what else? I need to do something else. I just wanted to, I'm like a sponge. I want to learn. Yeah. I loved lingerie. What woman doesn't? At the end of the day, it was a passion. It's all about the base layer, how you feel underneath. How can I get into lingerie? And I knew that I had some really strong leadership skills. And I was a great thinker, strong vision. I just needed to transport that skills into a different sector.
Yeah.
I needed someone to give me an opportunity to do that. And the opportunity did come up, but it meant moving my entire family over to Holland.
Oh, wow.
Because I was offered a fantastic opportunity to go and work for a company called Hunkemöller. So they are a very big, like, lingerie retailer with a huge portfolio of stores across Europe. I thought, oh my God, this is going to be a real challenge. But do you know what? Number one, I've got so much ambition, I've got so much passion and a lot of knowledge behind me to be able to transport that and understand the market. So I stayed there for almost eight years as a design director and led the product proposition there, and we really built a strong brand. And from there, that was basically covering lingerie, swimwear and nightwear. I was able to come back to the UK market where I was suited and transport those skills into finishing off really at Boo Avenue. So, and it was such a journey and such a joy to join Boo Avenue at that time. And I've been at Boo Avenue for 7.5 years now.
Wow. Yeah. This is such an amazing, because I never knew this part of your journey and just how many places you've lived and the experiences. And how has your like creative vision evolved, I guess, from such different brands? Mm. But then I guess, like you said, you're taking the same.
Yeah. You take your skill base. I think the thing is, what you do have to do when you go into a brand is understand the brand. You've got to design for that customer, understand their brand DNA. What you can't do is go in and just do your thing, because your handwriting just might not suit it. And you are kind of, you know, offered these positions because of your handwriting, because it's going to make such a change. And I'm all about quality. I'm all about fit. I'm all about customer purpose, brand DNA, just, you know, the extra detail that actually you do see on our product that makes us more unique. And when I joined Boo Avenue 7.5 years ago, the proposition was, you know, they really needed to implement a strong identity to their product. And I knew that that's what I wanted to join the brand. Yeah. I wanted to go and work for Theo Pathetus. I love the brand. I loved it when I left, like, to go to Holland, but I needed to gain a strong kind of understanding of what lingerie was all about. It's so different. Componentry is different. Body configuration is different. The time frame is different. Just the design is different. So I was in a really strong place when I came back to the UK to be able to offer that to him. And I'd learned so much that it was a perfect fit. So
I also love how you mentioned like your mindset towards things. I know I'm ambitious. I know I can do these things. And even the fact that even being that high up in all those roles, you still took that, I'm going to go and learn more.
Yeah.
And I think that's such an amazing attitude to have towards anything in life.
Definitely. I still think that I can learn more. I want to challenge myself. And even after the year's experience I've got, I do think it's so important to keep yourself quite grounded in this industry. We are I'm dressing the nation at the end of the day, real people. And behind the scenes, I'm a real person. I'm a mum. I've got two teenage boys. So I do keep trying to keep myself as humble as possible. But, you know, I've learned a lot through that process to be able to do that. And trust me, there's been mistakes along the way. There's been tears, there's been mistakes, you know, but you've got to learn from it. So
100%.
And I do think at this stage of my career, I do feel at the strongest that I've ever been.
That's such an amazing space to be, feeling comfortable and confident.
Yeah, really
exactly
confident.
That.
Yeah.
So what does the role of a chief design and product officer involve that people might not actually realise?
It's basically the creative director of the brand, but, you know, and it covers all aspects of the creativity side. So I will cover the whole design process, the whole design proposition, from trend, forecasting, colour, range build, the whole designs. And like literally we are designing probably over 1,500 lines a year, maybe more.
That's crazy.
And we work a year ahead as well. I then oversee the whole buying process. So that's the range build, comp shopping, negotiation, working with the suppliers, getting the right costs, execution, because execution is actually key. You might have a design, but it's the end result and how it's going to turn out in the end. Is it right for the brand? Is the quality right? Is the fit right? And I also oversee the whole QC process as well. So fitting it and...
Oh, wow.
And then making sure... A lot of hats. Making sure, you know, the range build is correct for the stores. You know, everything just looks in place and it's a smooth process. I then work very closely with marketing on the campaigns and just making sure that it's all about storytelling and that we are, you know, collaborating and we get the end results that we want. So it's a really big job.
Yeah, so no day is the same.
No, oh my God, no day's the same. As said, it's Thursday and I feel like I've got so much to do still before the end of the week. So
we need an extra day of the week.
Yeah.
What's been one of the most pivotal lessons you've learned about women and fashion through your work?
I think women, I mean, it is all about embracing confidence at the end of the day. Individuality is really key. So you've got to be really open to what they want. And we're all women for women. So it's a sensitive market at the end of the day. And you've got to treat it that way. I want to make sure that we make women feel amazing. And any feedback they can give us to better ourselves, we take it on board. And we're very agile with that and reactive. But, you know, I love women's wear. It's feminine. And that's the best part of what our job is all about, the femininity and being able to express that through the design and the product that we create.
I must say, when you've spoke about confidence in women, and I think Boo Avenue is such a brand that definitely promotes that.
Yeah.
When I came in for a bra fitting,
yeah,
which isn't the most... It is quite daunting, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
especially
if you're someone who isn't that confident with your body, you know, body. They are so lovely in there and supportive, and it's just not scary at all.
Yeah, it is. It's even myself. I mean, anyone, look, you're getting your boobs out at the end of the day and you're not always feeling comfortable. But at the end of the day, we want you to walk out the store feeling amazing and having the best fit, the best bra, because it will change your mentality of how you feel. I think it's just going through that process. Like you say, it is daunting. Hence why 81% of women are wearing the wrong size bra. Because they're too scared to go in and get a fit.
So crazy. I know so many of my clients, I'll say to them, what's your bra size? And they go, I don't know.
I don't know.
How? How does no one know? We all know what size we wear, everything else. It's like saying we don't know our shoe size.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, underwear, it's so important. So, you know, I think it is because it's daunting and everyone's like, they don't want to admit the sizes they are from, you know, perhaps, you know, through the month they may have gained some weight through menstrual cycle, weight gain, and that, you know, it is just kind of like you're pushing it to the side and actually not admitting that. But actually, if you do go and get the perfect bra size, you will feel incredible and look even better in your product.
Well, I actually once read that your underwear is almost like your foundation to your makeup or like your primer.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Totally.
Because if you're wearing the wrong size,
nothing
else works.
No. Well, you get the bulging, you get the full boob, you know, you know, and if it doesn't work around the back as well, you know, we were having this conversation earlier. It's like you are going to work feeling very vulnerable because it's almost like not wearing anything.
Yeah.
So because you're too loose around your bands and, you know, you're not fitted properly. So it is really important for everyone, also for the muscle structure and your shape, sagging, everything.
Yeah.
It's so important to get yourself fitted.
Yeah, I really actually now promote everyone to do this.
Yeah.
Boob Avenue is a brand that often talks about making women feel confident. What does confidence mean to you personally?
Personally, the same. I will reiterate. Do you know what? As said, the stage that I am in my life cycle, I mean, experience comes with confidence because I think you're just at ease with yourself. At my age now, you don't beat yourself up as much, not as insecure as you was back then, because you've lived a life and you've gained those experience. But confidence is just being okay with your style, your hair, your makeup, however you want to be. But personally for myself, it is, you know, you're right, it does come from the base, and to make sure that, you know, every day you groom yourself in a way that makes you feel happy, and that makes me feel confident.
So true. Even like getting your nails done.
Nails. It's
just lovely.
You know, I am a nails. I do love my lashes and, yeah. You know, I full glam, but quite understated in terms of keeping it quite real.
Yeah, I love that. How much of confidence comes from the garment itself versus the person wearing it?
I think you can express your individuality through fashion and your garments. So that's very much tells the story that it needs to tell. You can tell a different story. You can hide the person that you are through the product that you're wearing.
Yeah.
And very much the same with lingerie as well, and swimwear at the end of the day. It can tell a very different story to how you are actually feeling. And if you take different end uses of lingerie from something that's more boudoir, for instance, you know, and you're wanting to express your sexuality through that,
yeah,
you're oozing a completely different confidence to if you're wearing a solutions bra in the daytime. Yeah. So it just gives you different light, you know, it's all about different end uses and different cycles of your life to be able to express your confidence through different stages.
There is something magical about wearing a matching set.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Underneath. Yeah. No one else knows.
No one else knows. You feel complete, though. Yeah. Your foundation's right. But I have to say, not every day we do wear matching.
Absolutely.
I
mean, not.
I do try to get that colour matching right. Oh, okay. But you do go back to what you like to wear. Do you know what? In the early days of my career, I've been in lingerie probably for about 17 years.
Yeah.
So. Wow. Before that, I was all women's wear. But I religiously wore matching sets because I thought, oh, you've got to practice what you preach. Can't like, you know, I want to get under the skin and understand how it makes you feel. So you've got to practice what you preach, but actually in time. and I do always wear our product, but I go back to the same as what I love and know fits me really well, because actually we're creatures of comforts, aren't we?
Exactly.
And, you know, when you actually establish the right fit for you, and we've got so much choice out there, you do go back and buy the same.
Oh, we all wear the exact same knickers or thong, don't we?
Don't we? Yeah, we do. And because you know you're going to get a beautiful fit and it's going to look exactly the same under your product.
And comfortable.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a shift in how women shop for lingerie from when you began?
It changes, doesn't it? The trends change, the cycles change. From when I began at Boo Avenue or my career
in lingerie.
So that's been a long time. And also as well, I was in the international markets, which is so different, very, very different. So yes, it has definitely shifted. When I started, you know, going back as many years ago as it was at Hunkamaloo, I mean, it was all very much about sexy. Yeah. Sexy sold, and VS were leading that market at that time. So we all aspired to be, you know, the VS and their beautiful fashion shows and everything. But it has changed, and, you know, it's changed. It's more acceptable. Comfort has become more acceptable. And to express that through, it's how you want to look and how you want to feel. So, and then we went through COVID, didn't we?
Of course,
completely changed the whole lingerie sector. It became more about comfort wearing and seem free and actually let's go a little bit rogue on it and take our bras off. You know, it's all about kind of seem free and everything. But it's actually done a bit of a 360. So fashion is definitely coming back. Sexy is definitely back.
I was going to say this. Sexy is definitely back, isn't it?
Definitely. But, you know, it's a balance. I think there's a huge balance out there, and we are there to make sure that we're offering true choice.
You can have it all. But you can also have your comforts.
Yeah. And we divide our range up to make sure that we do have true choice in our collections.
Yeah, because I guess you want someone to come in and know they can get it all.
They can get it all.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
How do you design for confidence across different ages, body shapes and lifestyles?
Body configuration is so vast, and it's, you know, actually when we're designing lingerie, we do have different shapes that obviously we're working on, and for swimwear as well. So you'll get different shape bottoms, you'll get your high-waisted briefs to more of a tanga, more of a thong, but also as well you can see that coming through the sales and the customer age demographic. So actually our customer demographic starts from quite young, sort of late teens, 18 and then up, and then the Halo 25 to 28. And then obviously we've got an older customer as well, so you can't rule them out.
No, of course.
And you've got to make sure that we're offering true choice. But I mean, we are focusing a more of a younger consumer, and just making sure that we're all inclusive, because that all inclusivity is super important for everybody. So size is absolutely, we've got something for everybody, and that's making sure the back size and the bust size, we've got a really robust collection there.
Yeah, and I always found that with bikinis, because sometimes with clients especially, some of my clients have really big boobs and then they've got a tiny waist, you know, tiny back.
Yeah.
And you're like, how the hell does... And I feel like that's what you've definitely managed to cover off.
Well, you might be a 30 double F. Yeah. I mean, that's like lovely dream size. And yes. But, you know, our super push up, our boosts and everything, if you do want to enhance your bust a little bit more, we do have that to offer as well. And actually, you're really seeing the younger generation going for this. It's like they are so confident. Yeah. And it's like boobs are back and it's really enhancing them. So actually, we're seeing that trend coming through.
So interesting for you as well, maybe to see all the different trends. But I've recently read about, obviously, I know styling people, how not, I guess daunting would be the right word, bikini shopping is, or finding the right bikini for your body type. Have you got any tips on anyone struggling with that?
Do you know, I think bikinis are different because you are exposed. It's not like, you know, we talk about lingerie, it's your foundation, your base layer under your under your clothing, but it's not, is it? Well, you're on the beach and you're exposed, so it is more daunting. And I think it's time to get your body out, and unless you're body confident, it's actually quite hard. All the advice I can say, it's about making sure it's the right shape and the right size for you, and you will be absolutely fine regardless of what shape you are. And then obviously, you know, if you're feeling brave and you want brighter colours, you want bolder prints, or you want something a little bit more understated, we offer the whole thing for you. And we do consider that when we're range building.
Yeah, because I read actually on your website, there's actually, I think, do you have like a blog? Is it almost a blog? And it actually goes through all the different body types.
Yeah, it does.
And
it
explains to you which bikini would work for
a pear shape.
Exactly.
Or an hourglass.
And I think that's so interesting because everybody is a bikini body, but is the bikini right for your body?
Absolutely.
So it's actually, like you said, going in, trial and error. And I think you can go in store and try things and see which works. And there's so many tips, isn't there? Like if you've got ruching across your bra and...
Which we do have. We've got, some of the product that we bought in today, you know, it's been versatile, isn't it? It's being able to be functional and versatile. So bikinis, if you are bigger busted, it's better to make sure that you've got a wire to give you more support. Your straps have got adjustable straps, so you can hoik your boobs up a little bit more, and just feel confident that they're in place. If you need that support, we've got that support. And also some of our one pieces. I mean, the one pieces are really back on trend.
We're seeing
they're
them.
Sexy.
Yeah.
So,
and we're doing the high rise, which I'm loving.
The high rise, again, to just to kind of give you a really lovely light finish. And it is sexy. But if you do want something a little bit more conservative and modest, we also offer that as well. So, you know, it's just making sure we've got a good balance for customer age range and body configuration.
Definitely. And I think as well, like you said, if you've got the smaller bust, you have got those elements that are going to enhance. But then you've also got lovely triangle shapes, which we are embracing. There's boobs, there's no boobs. It's sort of all coming back, isn't it?
It really is. What we are seeing actually, though, is the dress sizes are coming through. Like, that's a huge trend. So as you say, the triangle is massively on trend. The tie side, it's more skimpy. So it's definitely gone more skimpy. And, you know, they're loving the thong, the G-string. They're bringing it all. They're feeling body confident and they want to be wearing that. And we are definitely seeing that trend coming through. So, It all goes round in circles.
It's so interesting. Do you see the fashion trends tend to come through to swimwear and lingerie?
Yeah, 100%. So we do take actually a lot of our fashion trends from the catwalk. So it starts from there. You know, the polka dot trend has been huge. As everywhere, and you look super, super on trend. So it's huge, and you'll see that you know, it was elevated coming through the catwalk, and we create what's right for our brand. We don't, you know, we don't just take anything. We pick our stories that's right and unique for Boo Avenue, because not everything works, not every trend works for us. And but that trend has been super successful, and anything in polka dot is flying out at the moment. Yeah, bold prints, polka dot is more expressive, it's brighter, it's more fun. And you know what? You feel great this time of year when the sun shines. To kind of start buying into a little bit more of these brighter stories.
I feel like a polka dot's not so scary either. It's a print, but it still feels quite safe.
Yeah,
so it's definitely like a nice dip in your toes to a print. Yeah. And where do you find inspiration outside of fashion?
We travel a lot. I mean, and it depends on culture and location. We're looking to go to Tokyo soon because that's the next thing. Wow. I mean, we're always like, New York is always a good one for us because it's not, we've got to think about the whole brand. You know, nightwear is huge for us and that market is massively changing. We've got a fantastic handwriting across nightwear, but it's where do we take it? It's evolution, isn't it? And it's making sure that season after season, we are giving our customers something new and a reason to come back and purchase again from us.
Of course.
So we've got to constantly be inspired by our competition, but mainly because it's keeping our eye on the ball and making sure we're ahead. Chasing markets like Paris, obviously New York, they're the obvious. Tokyo is really fun and it offers, I like to be quite quirky and not take it from the obvious. I don't just want to go and see what other lingerie retailers are doing, because actually we don't get our inspiration from that. Last year we went to Paris and we went to the Louvre exhibition, and we've created a fantastic story for this coming autumn winter. I won't give it away because we haven't launched
then.
But it is all about historic, that whole historic kind of influence that is coming through from the catwalk. That obviously then we went to the Louvre, and it was fabulous. We created such a wonderful story from it. So we've got a really strong concept coming out for this coming year, and we've got some beautiful products, and we've actually worked into more innovative lingerie sets with historic influences coming through. So corsetry is really key, and just playing into caging and things that actually where it all originated from in the first place. So it's bringing it back.
I love how a lot of people on the podcast, we've spoke about corsets and how that's their first memory of fashion. And one of the girls actually said, like, I just remember in Titanic when she's like pulling that corset, and it's just such
you can't breathe.
And it just was such a moment. And now obviously we're seeing them so heavily, like we're wearing them on nights out. And
you were,
how do you feel about the trend of wearing your underwear out?
Well, I think it's great. It's however you want to express yourself. If you want to wear it, you know, on top of your clothes instead of underneath it, then go for it.
We love it.
You know, people are wearing their suspenders on the outside and they're just leaving them loose, and they're wearing, you know, it's a little bit going back to nostalgia again with Madonna and, you know, that so era of how she used to express herself through that. So, you know, I don't think we should be, if women want to wear and express themselves in that way, then they have the right to do that and no one should, you know, criticise.
No,
so,
exactly. I'm, you know, so here for
you
it.
You should be your authentic self, and that's actually what we're all about. So
as a brand, 100%.
Yeah.
How do you balance creativity with commercial success?
Very important. I mean, my job is all about making money for the business, and you know, it is really important. So actually our collections are divided up, so only 35% of it is all about fashion and the rest of it is like core continuity, but we will still move that forward with fashion colours. We have a huge lace program, established blocks. It's about authority. Our customer comes back, they know what they're buying into, but they will get new seasonal colours. So it's repeat purchasing.
Yeah, amazing.
Then our fashion kind of collections, which is a little bit about our embroideries, our beautiful new laces. There's 35% where we can really play around with that newness, but it's less risk in the business. So it's very much about having that core, you know, commercial balance. And we do analyze absolutely everything from data through sales, through customer feedback. When we're range building and signing things off, it's not a personal opinion, it really is a kind of rounded view.
It's a whole process
and I work very closely with our commercial officer to make sure that we go hand in hand with each other. So, you know, it's very much a partnership and how we build that.
Was there an item that was like really initially felt like such a risk, but then it became a bestseller?
It's always scary when you're bringing newness into the market, especially for like the commercial teams, like your merchandisers and stuff. But the leg harnesses were, you know, anything that's kind of a bit more strappy, sexy, and you sort of think, I'm not sure, is it going to work in the market? But actually it flew out. And then you think, wow, you know, we're kind of like, we're hitting on something. But the leg harnesses have been really successful for us. Then you're starting to go into the neck harness and branch it out even more. So boudoir is definitely key. You know, it's definitely coming back, and that kind of expression is really important now.
And the pajamas in the bag.
The PJs in the bag, they are amazing.
We need to speak about them because everyone talks about them.
Yeah, yeah, please. Do you know what? It's been going before my time, but it is such a wonderful project to work on. I'm actually going to be starting it for next year soon, but we have got an amazing collection coming for Christmas, so I think everyone's going to be so happy. It's almost like, you know, bold prints are really key. We've moved on our fabrications. They're soft, got a fleece hand feel, but the prints itself, it's like, we've got these beautiful, wonderful prints that are storytelling, and each print has got a name. So it's like a gallery.
Oh, wow.
They've become so famous.
They literally have gone viral.
I know.
And sometimes you can't even get the ones you want because they are flown out.
We've got quite a lot of stock coming this year. Good. So that's the thing. It's like year on year, you're seeing the growth. And so we are backing them heavily. So we do have a lot more stock coming this year, but you won't be let down with the prints that are coming. So it's something for everyone. They're so unique as well. But they do take a long, long, long time to put together and create and range builds. But I'm so proud with what's coming this year.
Oh, excited. I do love a pajama.
Yeah.
I love a cozy pyjamas.
And have you got the croissant PJs? Have you seen those? Our croissant PJs?
I think I do have those.
So they flow
out. I think
out.
I do. I think I got some of them for my clients as well.
Anything foodie, everyone's loving
at
the moment.
Why is that? Pyjamas with food on them.
It's not just that. It's the whole beauty market as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So everyone's obsessed with a croissant, a cake. but, you know, it's... I really don't know, but it's that storytelling, that whole breakfast storytelling that... You know, the crazy and the better.
Throw a cinnamon swirl on it.
Yeah. So she's loving it. And, you know, we're placing that on beautiful fabrications like Model.
I love Model. That is
slinky.
When you put that in, the only way to describe it is like being cuddled by a pajama.
Yeah. It's really
so
lovely.
Soft.
It's really soft and slinky and just kind of wraps itself around your body. So,
so that's
been so successful for us. And it's building the success. No, and I suppose going back to... Is there any product that actually you thought wasn't going to work, but that flew out so quickly and then we had to repeat buy into it. And then actually you're onto something. You're like, we need more bold prints and they are performing so well for us. So, you know, that's how agile and reactive we are as a brand.
As we move into peak holiday season, which is my favourite, what swimwear trends are you most excited about this year?
Do you know what? There's a lot of fun. Italian summer, we've got a key trend out at the moment. And I think, like, I don't know what's going on with this weather at the moment. I mean, obviously we're all going on holiday soon, so not well. I think people are travelling different this year as well.
Yeah.
So, but we all need a bit of sun. And I think that changes absolutely everything. But Italian summer does bring that sunshine to us. It's bold. It's confident. You've got a lot of colour coming through there. There's lots of green. There's a lot of coral. It's a bit of neon coming through, yellow. And you've got summer prints such as, you know, the whole fruity vibe is very much on trend.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like you said, food.
Oranges.
Food. We just love a lemon, a strawberry.
Lemons were really strong last year, but they're still emerging this year. The orange. So orange is a really key colour as well. And you're seeing loads of red around at the moment. But yeah, you've got fruity prints. We do have lemons coming on our triangles. We've also got oranges on some of our key shapes as well. So actually that's fun. And there's something for everybody. And then if you feel a little bit more, you want something more tonal and sophisticated, we do offer that as well. So we've got lots of trends coming through. More undertones. There's chocolate, there's browns.
Love.
And there's some deeper shades of red as well. So you've got more of a sophisticated palette.
Also enjoying the little charms that we're seeing on the swimwear. So that's just, do you think Gen Zs have really brought that back?
Yeah. Well, they want a charm on everything. You've got it on your bag, you've got it in your hair, you've got it on. So yeah, you've got to have a lemon, you've got to, do you know what? How many cherries, you know, the whole cherry.
Yeah, cherries are popular, aren't they?
They've been popular for us for many years, actually. Really? Because we had a bralette, a cherry bralette that we launched just after COVID. Oh my god, it was an absolute winner after winner. I was like, how many cherry, you know, bra, how many people want this?
How many people want
but
a cherry?
But it just hasn't disappeared, and she still loves it. You put it on a PJ, you put it on anything, she loves a cherry. So cherries, yeah, anything charmy, she's loving.
And do you find, because I particularly, when I find a style of bikini I like, I would buy it in every single colour and every single pattern.
Yeah.
Do you find customers are shopping like that, or are they just going trend-based or functionality?
Both, really, but they do. It's going back to what you know again, isn't it? So our Ibiza does come in different colours. It comes in different prints because you feel confident in the fit. And I think it's just going back. It's about authority at the end of the day, and it's buying with authority. And so our customer can go back season after season knowing that fits her amazingly. She's got true choice in different options in the bottoms that we offer, and different colours. So you are seeing that pattern coming through with the customer.
And do you think people are buying bikinis as a bit more of a timeless piece that they're going to take on every single holiday? Because I have those ones that come away with me every trip. Mm. And then you have those few fads that are a bit more trend-led.
I think a bit both, really. I think you've got your pieces, the staples that you know are, you're going to, you know, going to fit you as you need them to fit. But also you want to be playful.
Yeah.
You want to have a little, you know, you want the newness coming through with your fashion trends, and you want to experiment a little bit more, and it's a bit of both.
And it's probably the Instagram moment.
Totally. Buy now, wear now,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it? And it is a little bit, it's all about the seasonality. So next year it'll be something else.
And which swimwear style do you think is currently underrated?
The Bonita.
What is a Bonita?
So this is the one piece,
animal one piece. Oh, okay, so a swimsuit.
Yeah,
okay.
That is the swimsuit. So I think that's a little bit underrated. Bless her. She is a fantastic fit, and she's got a shelf in there that really supports you. She's high-legged. Totally underrated. But, you know, you just got to go in and try her on, and it's completely...
Fall in love.
You really will. But, you know, I suppose... It depends whether you want that one piece or you are looking for a bikini, because not everyone is into the one piece.
And has social media influenced swimwear design?
100%. I mean, we're always on social media, TikTok and, you know, influencers and everything, because at the end of the day, they're very much, the demand is there and they're our customer. So, you know, that also influences us to how we shape our next collections. So I do think it's very much at the forefront of everyone's kind of like inspiration.
Of course. And there's so much you can see on there.
Yeah.
And I love when people, no one gatekeeps anymore. Everyone's tagging the brands.
Yeah,
so you can go and literally buy exactly there and then. What innovations in fabric or fit are shaping the future of swimwear?
Innovation, we're always looking for more. Support power mesh is great. So, because obviously it's all about the structure and body configuration. You know, sustainability is something that's very much at the forefront of what we're driving at the moment. But we've got to make sure that with sustainability, it's not affecting the look and the feel and the handwriting of our brand, but it's very much something that we are evolving going forward in swimwear. So that is, and also just new shapes that are coming to the market that we're always going to be experimenting with as well. So
how quickly, if all of a sudden a celebrity, for example, is wearing a bikini, how quickly can you
turn it round?
Yes. If it's a new shape or...
I think it's really hard if it's wired, because the componentry that goes in that, because actually we work a year ahead to develop our product. It's all about fit. If it's a dress size triangle, we can turn it around quite quickly. But it's all wet. It's again, it's making sure your supply base is set up close to home. We literally are making changes to the last call, because it does, we have to start so early in the season, and then you're getting more of a reaction from your customer and your trade in the season before, you know, after you've designed it. So we do take it to the last call to make those changes, to make sure that we have got something new, yeah, that's on trend.
And what does the ideal swimwear wardrobe look like for a summer holiday in 2026?
The ideal swimwear, just again, I think you've got to make sure you've got a good selection of shapes. The Syros this season is the swimwear one piece of the season. It's so sexy. If you want to be showy and confident, that's one to have. I think for us, it's also as well the boost. It's making sure that, you know, the customer's kind of like feeling like they've got their boobs back in place. Again, it's all about showy swimwear. It's about something that's more glamorous. And yeah, just having those bold summer prints as well to make you feel confident.
We've actually been speaking about that, how when you go on holiday, you almost do have this confidence in you where you can bring a bit more colour and a bit more fun. So, yeah, I feel like the prints are good for that.
It is weird when you go on holiday. It's like no one knows you, so you can be someone else.
You can literally,
can't you? Just those 2 weeks, it's like, it doesn't matter what I wear.
Yeah,
you know,
I can have fun.
You do. You do have a very different outlook of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So as a stylist, I get a lot of questions asking what bikini suits each body. So I'd love to hear your advice or tips on that.
I think that we are so focused on making sure that we do cover all shapes and sizes, as said at the beginning, from a pear shape to an hourglass, and it depends whether you're bigger busted or smaller busted, and it's covering all angles of that. Now, if you are a smaller busted person, the choice is that you can wear more dress size like options, such as your triangles and non-wired shapes, like, and also the halter neck, which does elongate your neckline, and it is a lot easier to wear if you're smaller busted, because actually if you are bigger busted and you are wearing a halter neck, it can be quite, it can cause tension around your neck, because you've got that weight, so you know, you have that more versatility in actually being able to wear more dress sizes. If you are a smaller bottom, an hourglass, you know, and less pear shaped, you also can go for a lower waist, a lower rise pan and a tie side. So, but if you do want to have more mix and match, and you want to have more coverage down there, and, you know, also just talking about maybe an older generation, an older age demographic that has had children, they've had cesareans, they feel more conscious, they want to be more modest. We do offer a higher waist brief, and, you know, you've got the flexibility to be able to adjust the sides as well, so that you can make it a little bit more higher legged to elongate your leg. Yes. So everything that we do design has a bit more versatility around it. And again, it goes back to all shapes, all sizes.
Some people who've had cesareans will say they want that coverage, but they don't want, they still want that skimpy,
sexy
feel. Yeah. And there's finding that balance, isn't there? Yeah. Like, you want enough coverage that we're hiding in certain areas, but you also don't want to be in like the high waisted covering up.
I've had 2 cesareans myself. So, and also as well, I think it is quite low down when you have your cesarean and stuff, but, you know, we do make sure that when we are fitting a brief and the rise, it any from any starting point, it covers your cesarean line. But anyway, the tummy is quite a vulnerable area for any woman, even, it doesn't matter what age you are. So,
time of the month, changes,
doesn't it? It really does. You can get that bloat any time of the month, and it does call insecurities with any age.
So what shape would you recommend if you do want to hide your lower belly, but you still want a bit more of a sexy feel?
I do think that, you know, the high brief is always sexy, as long as you get, if you fit it right, and if it's got a ruche side to it, because you can actually have that coverage, but you can elongate your leg by making sure that you give yourself that height there. You then don't have like a block of pant around.
Yes,
around.
It's that block, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you know, that's why we're offering the versatility there. And, you know, with the tie sides as well, that can be quite versatile, because it depends how tight you want to tie up, because you don't want to get the overhang with some women, which can be more pear shaped. But, you know, that does offer versatility to how tight you tie it around. So it gives you the choice to loosen it. So actually it is more flattering around your bottom region.
How would you recommend someone, because some people don't even know what their body type is.
Mm.
So how can they find that out?
Our store staff are amazing, and I would recommend that you have the confidence to go in. Our store staff will really kind of advise you on what your shape is and what the best fits are for you. I honestly, you know, advise the customer not to feel embarrassed, ashamed to get their body out. We are all women at the end of the day, and yeah, no one's judging anyone. We are there to do our jobs to make you feel amazing. So I advise you to go in and just like be confident enough to try, especially if we move into the lingerie side of things. You might be more of a balconette style. You might want to have more of a plunging style where you feel more confident. You know, there's lots of shapes. You might want a padded style, and a padded style will probably fit a smaller busted person. If you're a bigger busted person, you do tend to find the non-padded, you know, people seem to think that more pads make you a bigger bust size, which isn't true. It's the illusion. But so they tend to buy more into the non-padded styles here, because they don't want to be any bigger. And then our knicker choices as well, you'll always have a brief and a thong. So it depends if you feel more comfortable wearing a thong, or you want more coverage and modesty. So we do make sure that every shape, every style that we design has a double option brief to go with it,
which is so good.
So, you know, I think it is important. I mean, there's lots of education in terms of understanding what your shape is out there, but I, you know, we are highly skilled in our stores to be able to really help the customer understand what her shape is and what size she is. So,
and it's quite nice to go in and actually try things on with an expert.
Totally. Almost. Yeah, totally. So they're not, as I said, they're not going to judge. They just want to help you and make sure that you come out feeling fabulous.
And if you're not near a store or not confident enough to go into a store, how else would be a good way for people to find their shapes and what works?
Well, you can go on to online, because we've got a blog there that you can educate yourself in terms of what your body configuration is and your size, and step by step you can understand what style will suit you best.
That's so helpful.
Yeah,
and a bit nicer that you're at home, maybe
in
your pajamas.
Yeah, because you feel more confident. If you're not as confident to go in store, like you say, it's not possible for you to get to our stores. We absolutely offer that service online.
And what about for someone who maybe doesn't necessarily go sexy with their underwear, but they want to, you know, they want to venture out? What tips? How do you start? Because that can be quite frightening.
Yeah, you don't have to go sexy. I mean, look, you can, would you know what you can look sexy in everyday underwear? So we've got like some really lovely t-shirt bras at the moment, and we're offering those in solution colors, cosmetic tones, whether that's a push-up or whether that's a really lightweight t-shirt bra. And we have a variety of bottoms to match it again, whether that's a brief or whether that's a thong. And we've also got a new collection come out which is called the Sabrina t-shirt bra, and actually that's hanging up behind you in the light blue.
Oh,
and
I love that material.
It's really gorgeous, a microfiber, but it's mixing lace with it for that femininity. So I kind of called it's such a feminine everyday sort of collection.
So just adding a touch of lace can sort of elevate and make you feel a bit more feminine. Gone for a bit of a sexier feel. And then we do go with the harnesses. But what I love as well about Boo is they've still got that floral element. So they still feel very feminine, very beautiful.
Yeah, that's all in the embroideries. They love our embroideries. Honestly, they are still very much our signature handwriting. That's very much part of our fashion collection. So that's the 35% of the fashion that we do. But the embroideries do fit into that. And honestly, you can like dictate exactly what's going to fly out.
Really?
She loves the femininity of it. And I think, yeah, what we've just touched on, an element of lace. The bows are what finish Boo Avenue. It's that feminine touch. It's focus in on the strap detail, everything. So, you know, all the componentry are really considered. But yeah, we just make sure that we've got something for everyone. And also bringing back those feminine kind of t-shirt everyday bras. It's all about the functionality, isn't it?
The Boo Avenue t-shirt bra right now.
Cosmic. Yeah.
And what I learned in my fitting was that you put it on, I didn't know this, you put it on the final strap.
Yeah.
And the reason you go tighter is when you've washed it more and more over the... So you have a forever bra.
You do. But also...
I didn't know this. I thought you just chose how tight you wanted it.
Yeah. But it's... If you've worn that for 3 or 4 days, the elasticity is going to give a little bit. So you would start on the lightest. Yeah. And then over the period of the week, if you want to wear your bra a week, yeah, then you tighten that up. So you would still have the same support structure. And then obviously the flexibility being in the strap as well, to whether you want more of a relaxed fit or you want to have more of an enhanced bust fit, you tighten your straps up. So, you know, that's why it's quite versatile. Just making sure that your band fits you correctly, though, because that's the most important like part of your fit, because actually if that's not fitting, you know, it hooks up at the back as well, and it is almost like going to work with no underwear on. So you or whatever, going about your day,
you need to get it right.
So you know, it and it all depends as well. If you do have a lace wing, which is the back strap and stuff, to a microfiber wing, it's going to fit you very differently. So it is important to make sure that you know your fit and your shape.
So could you be a different size in different styles?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
It depends whether, and also it depends on the coverage that you want. So if you're more plunging, you're going to be more exposed at the front to actually having a balconette. So it shouldn't vary, but I suppose at the end, and also to remember that we've all got one boob bigger than the other.
Yes.
And it usually is your heart boob.
Which, so, I've been told this before. Yeah. And what is the...
logic around it. Got a very healthy heart underneath it that's pumping away. But I don't know why. But, and also as well, when you're going through your menstrual cycle, that actually is more obvious. So you do have one boob bigger than the other. It's like everything. It's not the same, is it? You might have a different eyebrows and, you know, everything. It's but yeah, so you do have one boob bigger than the other. So actually some people are like one size different.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it can be problematic.
But,
yeah. Do you go bigger or do you go, you know, smaller? But if you go smaller, you're going to get a bulge. So that's why it's important to pay attention to what you're wearing.
Definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, just kind of covering that, and with the size discrepancy and everything, we do actually offer our famous bra, which is the Molly bra. Oh my God, we sell so many per minute.
Really?
Yeah, it's been famous. It is our famous bra, but you've got removable cookies and pads in there. So you can, you know, adjust as you need to if one breast is slightly larger through your menstrual cycle or the month or whatever. So actually it does give you that flexibility to be able to adjust it.
Oh, I need a Molly bra.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, we do that. We do the padded and we do the non-padded. But they are a lovely fit. They really are. Like, we're very famous for our Molly bras.
We're going to play a game of red or green flags. Red means you don't like it or don't agree. Green flag, love it, agree.
Is this personal, my personal preference?
Yeah, your personal.
Yeah.
Buying a bra based purely on cup size without checking the band size.
Absolute red. Oh my God. Disaster. Especially for me.
Looked at me in disgust.
I was just thinking of what I'd look like.
Keeping the same bra for more than 2 years.
I mean, you know, we're all about...
Are you going to out me?
Durability.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we are all about longevity and durability because we've got great quality. But, you know... I think it's good to like constantly add to that collection. So you've got choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Choosing comfort over trends.
Both. But yeah, both.
Yeah. We'll let you have that one. Wearing the same bra every day.
I absolutely wouldn't.
Hang on. Is it a new bra every day?
I don't wear bras. I only wear 2 days and then I change. But I also like...
Okay, so 2 days next.
Oh, yeah, I would. And also as well, it's colour. Depends on what you're wearing because, you know, you're not always wearing a black top. I love black underwear. I really do. It's so classy. But I also like you know, you've got your summer tones coming in as well. Yeah. I love yellow. I love baby blue. I love baby pink. And I like to feel different every day, and it does make me feel different.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
Yeah, no.
A swimsuit that looks great but offers no support.
Absolute no for me.
Red flag.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to look great if you've got no support, especially if you're big busted. I mean, they're not going to look
They're not
nice.
Going to look great. No. Adjustable straps on swimwear.
Yes.
Green. Following every seasonal trend.
Not every. It's great. It doesn't always work for us.
So true.
It's all about our storytelling, and we are so specific on what's right for us. So no, not red.
Underwire in swimwear.
Green.
For the bigger bus girlies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, I probably wouldn't go underwire, but I understand.
But from a personal point of view, myself, I'm sort of 32-34 double F. So they're,
lucky.
And well, are we ever happy with what we've got?
No one is ever happy.
No, and so definitely always having, support.
Seamless lingerie.
Yeah, green.
Green. I love a seamless. So easy when you've just got a dress and you just need
Absolutely.
To chuck it on.
Absolutely, functionality.
Shopping online without knowing your measurements.
Absolutely not. No, that's a red.
You can't.
Well, you're going to be returning it. Yeah. So the return rates would be high for us.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah, total red flag.
Which is a sign everyone should go and get the bra fitted.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's honestly been amazing hearing your whole story about the brand and just all the tips and guidance you've given. And I feel like the listeners, viewers, will really feel more confident in their underwear, and especially swimwear now we're going into that season.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
And thank you for dressing the wardrobe.
Yeah, it's beautiful to see our product come to life, and it is lovely to see it behind us. But thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks so much again to Zoe for joining me in the wardrobe today. I've learned so much about the importance of good underwear and swimwear boosting your confidence and feeling your best self. As always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review, as it really helps. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.